You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Sibanye-Stillwater is a mining company that is investing heavily in the battery materials business. Its latest deal is valued at around $490 million, which is around 8 billion rand. It was in a joint venture in a lithium mine in Nevada in the US of A. The deal is still subject to approvals, but here to speak about why the company is investing so heavily in battery materials is Sibanye-Stillwater CEO Neil Froneman. Neil, thanks so much for your time. You have clearly marked this as an important sector for Sibanye's future. Help us understand exactly why and why you think now is the best time to act.
Yeah, certainly. And greetings to everybody. We entered the PGM business after doing very detailed research on the future of PGM. And we still believe very strongly in PGMs. But once we got to understand the PGM business, we also got to understand that battery electric vehicles were going to make significant inroads into the mobility market. And based on that, once we had completed our PGM strategy, we acquired SFA to launch our battery metal strategy. And SFA was a research organization that helped us develop our view on battery metals and battery chemistries. And lithium has come out as one of the more important metals that are required. And hence, you've seen us take two steps to buy lithium assets, one in Finland, and then, of course, the one you're talking about now in Nevada in the US.
But are you not investing at quite a high point in the cycle here, where we have seen the price of many minerals going through the roof? And I'm just wondering if you're not paying a lot more for these mining companies as a result of the timing in which you're choosing to invest.
I don't believe so. I think that, certainly the price of all commodities have gone up, but the real demand for battery metals is only beginning. I think you can see a doubling or even a tripling in the lithium price over the next 4 or 5 years, which is why we're making our entry now. Of course, it's flavor of the month, and there's a lot of competition, and there are people that are going to pay over the top, make mistakes, and buy the wrong projects. We've been very disciplined. We've turned down many, and we are very selective on which markets we want to supply. And the US is one that we're particularly interested in, because there is a shortage of lithium projects in that region as well.
And I imagine an abundance of potential. If you can just speak to us about what you are potentially seeing on the ground there in the US and what it does mean for Sibanye-Stillwater in future.
Yes. So, as you know, we have a very big operating base in the US at the moment. The best way I can describe it is we're the biggest taxpayer in Montana based on our PGM business there. So that gives you an idea of the scale. Or it maybe gives you an idea of the inefficiency because we pay too much tax, but we've got good accountants, so that's not the reason.
Oh, you're making a lot of money and you've got honest accountants, and that's the reason.
Absolutely. But the US is a very large market, well in excess of 300 million people. It is a market that is going to transition under the guidance of President Biden into a much greener country. And Americans, we can see, are very sincere about doing that. And finding North American lithium for North America is key, because COVID has shown that supply chains have been severely disrupted because of the global economy, and countries want to become more dependent on their own resources. So we are benefiting from all those aspects coming together. So a wonderful market. This is a great lithium project. It'll be in the lowest quartile, if not the lowest cost producer, because it's got a boric acid byproduct. It's long life, 26 years life. So it's got scale and it's shallow, and it's very close to some of the biggest battery manufacturers in the world. So it's an ideal situation. It's very well positioned.
I was speaking to James, your spokesperson. I remember when you made your first acquisition in the battery material space, and I asked, have you potentially called Elon Musk, who we know is working quite heavily in the electric car vehicle space? And he said no at the time. And I'm just wondering if that's changed now with this new acquisition. Neil?
No, we still haven't called him. I think when we have a product, if they haven't called us by then, we will certainly call them. That's a very logical target. But you know what? There's a lot of water that still has to flow under the bridge.
So talk to us about that, because I imagine that you are speaking specifically to the approvals that this deal still needs to get over.
Yes, exactly. So there's four permits required. There's two permits that have been issued. Obviously, anything related to mining, especially in North America, is environmentally very sensitive. We are confident we'll get the last two permits, but we, to safeguard ourselves, we only make payment once we have those two permits. So that's a bit of managing the risk. But we will certainly work with our partners and, of course, concerned environmentalists. I think we have a very good track record of working with what we call our good neighbors in Montana. And I look forward to engaging with those persons that are concerned about a mining, mining activity in this area where there is a grass species called the buckwheat that needs to be protected. And our partners have done a lot of work on that. But certainly, if you can get around the table and talk, you resolve issues. It's when you, start following litigation, then these things get drawn out forever. But I certainly don't believe that'll be the case.
You've paid a leading dividend and you've bought back your shares, but you're also betting heavily on this space. And one could say that the margin of error is quite thin. So what are the major risks here in your view?
We are not taking all our cash and betting the farm. We've shown we have a very good track record of creating value. We have paid for the building of our PGM business on his EBITDA alone. That is serious value creation, probably much more than dividends will ever create. But nevertheless, dividends are important. We've conducted a buyback. And we are a company that is more diverse than most other producers, and we're disciplined, and we will create value with a combination of dividends, buybacks, and value accretive growth in the green metal space.
All right. Talking about litigation, today, news coming out of South Africa's mining sector saying the court has voted in the industry's favor, essentially upholding the once empowered, always empowered clause when it does come to the mining charter and black economic empowerment. Is this a win for the industry in your view, and do you think it will encourage further investments in South Africa's mining sector?
It's definitely a win, and there's two aspects to it. The one is you can't change the rules looking backward. If government wants to introduce new rules, they've got to be done looking forward. That's the first thing. The second thing is that the charter was always policy. It was a guiding document. It was not law. And in good faith, the mining industry embraced it and did what they did. This is a real win for business. It shows you that the legal system works, and that will be very confidence inspiring for investors. However, should the minister decide to appeal this, it's just going to drag out the process and create further uncertainty, which will result in a lack of investment. So I hope, as hard as it is, he will recognize this is the second time we've had a ruling in business's favor, that we can move forward and create a much more stable and a growing environment and then really address poverty and inequality, which is what economic growth will do.
Of course, you introduce an element there to the argument that the government can appeal this, and I suppose we'll have to see how they respond. But in the meantime, do you remember us when you finally put in a call to Musk, or when he finally puts in a call to you, and maybe give us the exclusive? You're more than welcome to. But on that note, Neil, thanks so much for joining the show.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.